AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says Iran wants to negotiate with the U.S. after he threatened to strike the country over its crackdown on protesters. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One last night, Trump also said he's weighing options on how to handle the situation in Iran.
But we're looking at it very seriously. The military is looking at it. And we're looking at some very strong options. We'll make a determination. Well, if they do that, we'll consider things targets that they would believe. If they do that, we will hit them at levels that they've never been hit before.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people rallied in Tehran today in support of the government. Iranian state television described the rally as an Iranian uprising against American Zionist terrorism, without addressing the public's anger over the country's weakening economy, the issue that sparked anti-government protests more than 2 weeks ago. In other news, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Justice Department has subpoenaed the central bank, adding that the department is also threatening a criminal indictment over his congressional testimony about the Federal Reserve building's renovations.
This new threat is not about my testimony last June or about the renovation of the Federal Reserve buildings. It is not about Congress's oversight role.
In the video statement, Powell described the threat of these criminal charges as simple pretext.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
U.S. futures sank today following his remarks. The Homeland Security Department says over 2,000 immigration arrests have been made in Minnesota since early December. The Twin Cities area remains on edge after an immigration officer shot and killed 37-year-old Renee Good last week. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a new strike affecting New York City hospitals.
Thousands of nurses at several major New York City hospitals have gone on strike after negotiations through the weekend failed to yield a breakthrough. The union says about 15,000 nurses are participating in the strike. The strike is hitting during a severe flu season and could potentially force hospitals to transfer patients, cancel procedures, or divert ambulances. It could also put a strain on city hospitals not involved in the contract dispute, as patients avoid the medical centers hit by the strike. Among the nurses' demands are manageable workloads and more workplace security. Hospitals say the union's demands are too costly. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.